Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition, tomorrow's news tonight, right here. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, also in the Caribbean, and around the world via the internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. So a special shout out also always goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working out there on the Third Watch, let's start with our newest group, the Roughnecks, up there in Wyoming, Montana, North and South Dakota and Colorado. Thank you, along with the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can go to our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, too, and check everything out there. Now, an interesting news story came out here from Town Hall just a few minutes ago. Well, actually, it's not just a few minutes ago. It's just a little bit ago. But Chuck Schumer says, and I quote, "We're about to lose to Mitch McConnell again." And with that, I got a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to start with the first one. This is Picasso. What do you think about that statement there, Picasso?
Schumer said
we're about to lose to Mitch McConnell again.
Well, if the glove doesn't fit, Captain, you must have quit.
And okay,
the glove
OJ.
They're trying to put on this president is not going to fit. Mm-hmm. And maybe Schumer figured it out that it doesn't fit and that nobody's buying that. Mm-hmm. The impeachment sham is the crime of the century, and it's time to end.
In whose mind?
Whose mind is it the crime of the century?
Whose mind?
Trump actually said that.
It's not the crime, it's a waste of time.
The crime is the impeachment.
Yeah, exactly.
The crime is the impeachment.
Okay.
That's the crime. Hats off to Denise the Deep Simon. She's been doing some great work. Got lots of information coming from her. She's informed.
All she does other than play tennis is sit in front of her computer all day long and get stories and research them and then write articles. That's all she does.
Well, we mentioned everybody. If you can, you go anywhere online, get a look at that crowd from the last rally. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
The aerial view, hundreds of thousands of people.
No. It wasn't hundreds of thousands. It was 100,000.
100,000.
Yeah, because I got that from the fire department, and I trust my brothers in the fire department.
Well, there's an aerial view where you see him. It's one of the most phenomenal things I've said. And the closing statement, you know, that came from, that when they put on a video where all of the Democrats in the last impeachment were double talking. You could see that one. Listen, I got one I want to pump out there, a video. A brand new film's coming out this weekend. It's called Clarence Thomas in His Own Words.
Yeah.
It's only going to run for about 4 or 5 days, and then they're going to see if it runs. But I've seen the trailer. I have not seen the film. But
yeah, Bill Bunkley told me it's really good.
I put he's got a trailer video. That's all I've been able to get up and look at.
Okay.
But anyway, I sure hope you're right. I'm optimistic.
Trust me, but I got to let you go because I got another caller and I want to give them time.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Picasso. Okay, that's Picasso. Now, Let's go to our professor emeritus in Lafayette, Indiana, Dan the Man. Hey, Dan the Man.
Hey, you know, I heard you and Kyle talking earlier.
Oh, we were on fire.
Yeah,
we're on fire.
But there is one thing that I worry about more than any that I hate, mm-hmm. and that is putting more troops in Saudi Arabia. You know, the Saudis have never been our friends. That place is not worth one American life. You look at some of the worst things that have happened to this country the past 40 years. The Saudis have somehow financed it, whether it was the Lockerbie.
The Saudis have been paying for us to be there, Dan. Did you know that?
Yeah, but you know what? 47.5% of that oil that comes out of Saudi Arabia goes to the Chinese.
I know that.
So we are paying to open up the Persian Gulf. And listen, the Chinese and their big three carrier navy.
Mm-hmm.
So we are subsidizing an adversary, a potential enemy in the Chinese. It makes no sense. Well, you know, the Europeans are just as bad. They've got plenty of oil and natural gas on the European continent and offshore in the Mediterranean and the Atlantic, but they won't drill for it. They won't frack for it.
No.
You know, we gotta subsidize them getting it.
And by the way, here's a thought for you. If Elizabeth Warren were to get elected, or any one of her environmentalists get elected, what's the first thing they're going to do to the oil industry?
Well, they're going to shut down fracking right now.
That's correct, and that's ridiculous because that would shut down some high-paying jobs that are up there in North Dakota where they need them, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. By the way, Ohio, western Pennsylvania, what do you think they're doing right now with the steel mills and things that closed? They're in the fracking business.
Well, I tell you what, one state that ought to take it more serious, and that's New York State. They have plenty of natural gas
think they passed a law where they can't frack up there.
Yeah, that's just it. Yeah, and where do they buy their natural gas from? The Russians. The Russians send over liquid natural gas. They don't even buy American.
Well, that makes sense. You got Cuomo there. That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, what, you know, the whole Palestinian thing, you know, Lockerbie in 1980, or whether it was the Marines killed in Beirut in 83, or Achille Lauro, or the hostages in Iran in 79, we have no good memories over there. I mean, you know, you just say a word to the average American, Fallujah, Baghdad, Beirut, Tehran, Damascus, it conjures up bad images. And to see that we got to protect the Saudi oil fields for the Chinese.
Here comes the music.
Well, that's my 2 cents for the night.
Okay, I got it.
Donald, okay, I will talk to you later.
All right, thank you very much, Dan the Man. And, you know, unfortunately, when the music starts, that means he's going to get cut out. I am too, so I got to tell you, I'll be right back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed you are. And this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor out of Seattle, Washington. Now, if you are struggling with nagging pain like a lot of people are, matter of fact, some of the people listening to me right now are listening to me because they can't sleep because they're in pain. Well, I got something to try to help you here. And believe me when I tell you, 3 years, 10 months later, it's worked for me and it literally saved my proverbial life. Because people ask me now, they go, when do you sleep? When do you sleep? Well, just like in the fire service, you get a couple hours here, a couple hours there, another couple hours, so on and so forth. And that's how you get your rest because we answer the alarm all day and all night. And sometimes, guess what? You weren't able to lay there and sleep for 6 to 8 hours. That's what happens. Ask any first responder. They'll tell you. Now, other than that, if you got arthritis, if you got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, general pain altogether, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, you'll have an opportunity to watch a little 2-minute tutorial that's right there, little video, tell you all about what's in it. It's an all-natural product. What's in there are natural ingredients that are only good for you, nothing bad at all, that will help you if you're suffering from some kind of nagging pain. Now, again, it's worked for me, and hopefully it will work for you too. And they tell me that 81%, roughly 81% of the people that order the 3-week quick start stay with Relief Factor. And that means it's working. Why else would you do that? So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain is the place to go. Give it a try. See if it doesn't work for you too. Now, the John Bolton book that hasn't come out yet, that they were taking advance orders on, that was rumored to have this and that in a manuscript. And by the way, no one's seen the manuscript except maybe the one person at the National Security Council that has to vet it
and take out any classified or top secret stuff that's in there. And that would be the brother to Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Yep, another Vindman whose job it is to vet all the different information that comes through the National Security Council. Now, the White House has informed John Bolton that his book appears to contain significant amounts of classified information and could not be published the way it's written. Some of the information was classified as top secret. And, reasonably, it could be expected to cause exceptionally grave harm to national security if allowed to be released. So, they have been told that the manuscript cannot be published or otherwise disclosed without the deletion of the classified and top secret information that's in it. Now, John Bolton is not a fool. And he certainly doesn't want to get charged, which would happen if he were to release this. But you know, you just know that the liberal publisher that's publishing this and the mainstream media that's pushing this to try to find out what's in it don't care about John Bolton. They just care about keeping the narrative going, which, by the way, isn't exactly true. By the way, also, the GOP, according to many sources I've got, not just the Republicans, appears to have the votes to block the witnesses to end the trial, and here's why. People are forgetting to talk about the Democrats that can't vote for the Democrats' program, because if they do, people like Doug Jones in Alabama, who's up for re-election, probably going to run against Jeff Sessions, who's going to seek to get his old seat back. People like Doug Jones will get their butts handed to him in November if they vote for this, period. So there's one seat the Republicans would gain right there. Now, are the Republicans in desperation or jeopardy of losing a seat here or there? Not exactly, but the Democrats sure are. And you've got Joe Manchin in West Virginia, in what is now a red state, not a blue state anymore, a red state, where the majority of the people who were polled in West Virginia yesterday said they don't want this president impeached. Well, if you're Joe Manchin, are you going to vote against the will of the people? I don't think so. So count that as a second vote. Now you've got two Democrats, and even if they do lose Romney, which, fine, go at it. He's got another 4 years before he has to run for office again. Fine, Brent, go ahead. Do what you need to do there, Mitt. But it doesn't mean Lisa Murkowski's going to do it, because she's in the same boat. It also doesn't mean that Susan Collins is going to do it, and I'll tell you why. She's being challenged in Maine. And her Democratic challenger in Maine is more conservative than she is. So I've been told. So, if you think that Murkowski and Collins are just going to automatically go along with Mitt Romney, I don't think so. I think the Democrats are going to, there's at least a couple of them, they're going to add on to, let's say, 52 of the Republicans, or 51 of the Republicans, and that vote, instead of being 51-49, could very easily be 52-48. Or 53-47, even if they lose a Republican along the way. Think about that. Now, the other thing is, we've heard from Hillary, again, not to be outdone. Hillary says she feels the urge, but because the way things are going the way they are, she's not going to jump in. She's going to support the people who are running now and do everything she can to help them get elected. Uh-huh. Mark my words, if this comes to a brokered convention, and it might, Hillary will be in the mix. Hillary will somehow be in the mix. Now, for you folks listening to us in West Virginia, and up there along the Virginia border with West Virginia, especially up there around Harrisonburg, Virginia, and even Roanoke, for that matter, the West Virginia governor, Jim Justice, who happens to be a Republican, said that the Virginians who are unhappy about the gun control bills that are headed to a vote in the state house should just move to West Virginia. And, oh, by the way, for those counties that are right there along the the West Virginia border, annex yourself into West Virginia. He'd love to have you. I'm sure they would. He advised the governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, said that Virginia counties, the border of states, should consider joining West Virginia because guns are legal there. How about that? And by the way, that rural part of West Virginia and Virginia that's right there along that border doesn't get any more conservative or good old boy than that stuff. And they're great people up there. You know, unlike Don Lemon, who people want to call him Don Lemon, I call him Lemon because Lemon reminds me of just that, a lemon. And unlike people like Don Lemon, who want to make funny of people, make fun of people who have southern drawls and live in the South and this, that, and the other, you are some of the best people, best friends I've ever had and ever made in the South. And I'm proud to be able to once in a while say y'all because I find myself doing it. Nothing wrong with you guys in my book down here in the South. Keep doing what you're doing. True America. The Bible Belt is exactly that, the Bible Belt. And it's that for a reason. God, honor, and country. And these military bases that are down here, find a bunch of people who never stepped up to defend our country, just the way I feel about it. By the way, the president's approval rating, no matter how hard they try, no matter what they do, he has the highest average approval rating since the 5th of February, 2017. That was 3 years ago. Now, Trump's average approval rating in 10 national polls done by Real Clear Politics, the average approval rating, all the polls that are there, including the Democratic polls, stands at 45.6%. That's the highest it's been since 2017. But it's not as bad as what some of these polls would tell you. Because some of the polls that are out there are trying to let you to believe that, you know, especially the progressive left liberal polls are trying to lead you to believe that the president is going to get beat. Well, guess what? You average out these polls, you take a look at everything that's out there, look at the latest Rasmussen poll. Hey, impeachment is not a problem for the people in the United States. They know this president's being railroaded by the progressive left liberal socialists who don't have yours or my best interests in mind. It's all about politics. Well, guess what? We can politic back too. So, we, the people, are coming in November. Mark my words. We'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A plane chartered by the U.S. government to evacuate 201 Americans from the Chinese city at the center of the coronavirus landed in Southern California. It was carrying diplomats from the U.S. consulate in Wuhan and other U.S. citizens. All the evacuees cleared initial health checks in China and then again during a refueling stop in Alaska. The flu-like virus has now killed over 162 people, each of them in China. Close to 6,000 others have been infected in more than than a dozen countries, including 5 confirmed cases in the U.S. The European Union finally let go of the United Kingdom with a final vote at the EU's Parliament that ended the Brexit divorce battle and set the scene for tough trade negotiations. Britain will leave the EU after 47 years of membership. It is the first country to ever leave the European Union, and it will become official on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. And Bo will be in studio, hour number 4, bottom of the hour. Get your questions ready. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, the National Aviation Academy is a tremendous, tremendous way to get trained to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a job that will start you out at pretty much close to $60,000 a year per to all the latest numbers that we've heard from Bo telling us. Because I remember at one time it was 40 to 50 about 3 years ago. Then it was 50 to 60. Now it's 60,000 and very soon we'll hear about 60 to 65 and so on. But it keeps going up. And the reason it keeps going up is because aviation maintenance techs are highly sought after in the very highly competitive and growing aviation industry all around the world. Now, you can work in the United States, sure, but you can also work outside the United States. And if you do, the chances of getting a six-figure salary are very, very good. Now, we know that many of you are looking at a second career. Maybe you're retiring from one, looking for a second. Age is not a problem here because we've had people in their 60s go to the aviation, go to the National Aviation Academy and come out and go to work. And what they're doing is they're trying to boost up their retirement for later on. And they do. They do. So National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $60,000 a year or more. Check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one is closest to you, Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Whichever one's the closest, take the tour. You'll be glad you did. National Aviation Academy. You'll hear more when Bo comes on the show in hour number four. Well, 50 service members now are being treated because they've been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury following the Iran ballistic missile attack on our airbase in Iraq. And so far, about a third of them were treated and released, sent back to duty, because they tested negative instead of positive. The other ones are still being tested. There are a few, a handful, that may or may not have TBI. But again, you have to remember, when an explosion goes off close by you, and you're close by, and in some cases, even though you didn't get blown around or get hurt physically, there is a tremendous shock to your nervous system and your brain waves, and your brain in particular, that can cause a lot worse problems down the line. So our thoughts and prayers go out to them. And I certainly hope nobody has been seriously injured with TBI, because that takes a while to get over. Now, the decision by United Kingdom officials to allow Chinese telecom company Huawei to build parts of the country's 5G network was met with ire from members of Congress back in January the 28th, as several members argued the decision will hurt the relationship between the two allies. Well, that's because Huawei has been linked to spying for China. How about that? Now, the president also has announced that he's going to seek additional funding, some $20 billion, for the federal agency that maintains America's nuclear weapons. Now, Senate Armed Service Committee Chairman James Inhofe from Oklahoma confirmed that, and they are looking at that right now. In addition, the U.S. Defense Department is one step closer to having swarming drones that it can launch from military planes and recover in midair, having successfully conducted the first flight of such Gremlins aircraft back in November of this past year. And with the president releasing his peace plan for the Middle East, the two-state solution, let's not forget about the fact that they still try to tunnel from the West Bank into Gaza, and Gaza and vice versa, back and forth. So that's still going on. Speaking of tunnels, by the way, the longest tunnel between Tijuana, Mexico, and San Diego, California, was just discovered. The longest tunnel. Now, they were using it for drug smuggling, they were using it for human trafficking, and it just got discovered in the last couple of days. Kudos to CBP for that. As far as how many people got snuck into the country and how many drugs came into the country, we have no idea, but at least they caught that one. That's one of many, I'm sure. By the way, in lieu of the coronavirus and the illness spreading in China, as well as other parts of Southeast Asia, American troops have been advised to take precautions against contracting any respiratory illness, including the flu or a cold, and they are being monitored for such in the event they come down with the flu or a cold. Hopefully it won't be something different. Now, I told you thousands have been affected in China right now. They're officially reporting between 5,000 and 6,000, the Chinese government. But it's widely assumed that the number is much higher than that. Widely assumed that the number is much higher than that. And I believe it is, too. And I believe the 170 deaths we've heard is probably low. I just have that reason to think that. By the way, American forces on Tuesday, we had a special forces team that went in and recovered the remains of the two American service personnel that died on that E-11A aircraft that crashed. They also got the black box, the flight recorder. So we may find out what happened there. The Taliban are saying they shot it down. We don't think so. We'll find out. And for the record, for all those people that are out there going, well, it was terrible. The United States went after Soleimani and they killed him. And look what happened in Iraq and look what's going on. A majority of the Americans in the latest poll done about the Trump administration's decision to take out Iran's Quds Force commander, Qasem Soleimani, earlier this month, is an overwhelming 2-1 in favor. 2-1 in favor of that decision. Think about that. Oh, by the way, over the weekend, the littoral combat ship USS Montgomery, LCS-8, conducted a freedom of navigational operation through the waters near the Spratly Islands claimed by China, Taiwan, and Vietnam. The ongoing situation there in the South China Sea. We're not going to let it stop us. So we just keep doing what we're doing out there. Just keep doing what we're doing. And Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's latest anti-American rant could do real damage to the longtime Pacific allies' defense relationship because he has threatened to end the defense agreement that the United States has with the Philippine Islands that allows us to use the bases that we have there in the Philippines. And that could be a real mistake for him. Oh, in case you haven't heard, by the way, ISIS is staging a comeback. The Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate across parts of Iraq and Syria seemed largely defeated last year with the loss of its territory, yet the killing of its founder and a U.S. raid and unprecedented crackdown in its social media propaganda machine has not stopped them. They are still around. We need to destroy them all together. Period. But wherever they're at, whatever they're doing, just bye, see ya. All right, we're coming right back with the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song leading us in here to the Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center or Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And let's get started right here, because we do have another low-pressure system that's creeping its way, coming down out of Alaska towards the northwest and Washington State in particular. By Friday, I would think that we'll be seeing some things there along Washington. Right now, we got some winds along the coastline. That's about it at the moment. System's not close enough there to do anything yet, but it's been raising all kinds of cane and havoc up there in Alaska with big-time snow and blizzard warnings and all that stuff and bitter cold temperatures. Now, in the northern part of the U.S., and I'll come straight across on I-90 and 94. Washington State, except for the winds there along I-5 on the western part of Washington, that's about all you got. Coming across I-90 and coming over into Montana, northern part of Montana, where 90 and 94 come together. You've got some high winds up in there and some unsettled weather conditions for what might or might not happen. There is some rain in the area now, down in Wyoming, in north of Cheyenne, and there is some snow now that wasn't there last hour. That's up just a little bit south of Rapid City, South Dakota, right there on the Wyoming and South Dakota and lines as we speak. Some winds up there in southeastern Idaho, and winds are gusting to anywhere from 25 to 30 miles an hour in that area, if you will. So keep that in mind as we move along. And then down in California, just to stay out west for just a second, east of San Diego, out there towards the central desert, you got some winds whipping around through there, down to the Mexican border. Nothing all that drastic. Now, going up into eastern Montana, northeastern Montana, fog. North Dakota, up on some of those oil rigs, you might be working in some fog up there tonight, because you got fog that starts up there, northwestern part of North Dakota, goes on about a 45-degree angle right over towards Bismarck, North Dakota. And east of that, the eastern half of the state's got some high winds, and the western part of Minnesota's got some high winds. In addition, South Dakota, northeastern South Dakota, you have got some winds there tonight, but through the central part of South Dakota, you've got fog all the way down into right about Lincoln, Nebraska, it looks like, right down into Nebraska and around Lincoln. You've got some fog down in there that you'll run into, with a little bit of wind over to the east of there, up in the northeastern quadrant of Nebraska up towards Sioux City, Iowa. Now, in Kansas, the central and western part of Kansas tonight, you've got fog in that area as well, so be advised of that. You do have some rain still, some showers in the western part of Oklahoma, which takes you over towards Amarillo, brings you down into Texas, into the Panhandle, Plainview and Lubbock. You probably got some rain showers there. You got some fog down below that, headed towards Midland. Got some winds in the mix down there, too. In a couple places, and then there's nothing else to bother you, really, over to the east, except a few wind, some wind in the mountains of Virginia and North Carolina, probably along I-81, it looks like. And then down in Alabama, central part of Alabama, you've got a patch of fog from the west to the east there right now, hanging in there. And that's about it. That's about it. Now, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you. Remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You're going to find, in some of these Pilots, you're going to find a Wendy's, an Arby's, a McDonald's, could find a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. Maybe even a Chester's Chicken, or guess what, a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen with their menu. Not too shabby. And then, of course, in the Flying J's, you can find the Denny's, Huddle Houses, and Moe's Southwest Grill as well in those. So that's what you got going on there. Now, okay, Denise is chiming in here. We're going to be talking about some stuff and the most popular stories from yesterday, if you will. The most important story, we'll say, most important story that came out of D.C. yesterday. And, yeah, Flip, I saw your message. You sent that to me yesterday. I don't think you might not remember, but congratulations to your brother, Sergeant Chuck, who officially retired from the military yesterday. First sergeant. Okay, all right. I didn't catch the first part there. All right, now let's go on over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, I asked you a question just to see if you agreed with us and what we were talking about. the most important story, I would say, that was underreported yesterday was the president signing of the USMCA agreement. And then right after that, Nancy Pelosi takes credit for it.
Good morning.
Yes, that too.
That's not the first time that she's taken credit for it, but she wants to make sure that what Trump gave her was merely just kind of a framework, and that her team just did exceptional work in cleaning it up and making sure that, you know, all pieces were addressed the way they needed to be.
Not true.
Well, of course not, yep. because it makes it sound like her team negotiated it.
No, they didn't.
You can't renegotiate.
No. Nope.
It was a big deal. And on the heels of having the China trade deal, phase one signed.
Yep.
Then you had the introduction of the peace agreement, and then the USMCA.
Yep.
Those three things right there are pretty Herculean events in the last few weeks for the Trump administration.
Yeah, let's just look at something right off the bat, because this is not the president saying this. This is the Economic Council saying this, which is an independent group of thinkers that are all business people. They said that the USMCA will respectfully create about 600,000 new American jobs and could generate up to $235 billion in economic activity. That's not just shaking a stick at something.
Correct. And the three automakers, the three large ones, apparently are making some significant investments as part of this.
They are.
So that's big. And you know, I'm very, very pleased that that was able to be finally signed, even though, you know, Nancy wants to put her, you know, stamp of approval on it and take credit for it, whatever, Nancy. But, it is a significant deal, and I'm very pleased with that.
Well, it shouldn't surprise anybody for the simple reason that they always try to take credit for things that they haven't done. Always. Right?
You know, and
that's Nancy,
whatever.
Right? That's Nancy, right?
Whatever.
Yeah. By the way, a special shout-out to our friends up in Wyoming. I see Bill is chiming in there. Hello, Bill. How you doing, my man? And William in Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, William. Thanks for you chiming in. And, we got some more people, too. Okay, we got a whole bunch of people chiming in here tonight. All righty, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we stroll across the overnight radio airways live and in living color, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.